For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's 1233 at News Talk 1290 CJBK. Welcome to Ask the Experts. My name is Al Coombs as we welcome via phone, because she is just too darn busy to get in here today via phone, London realtor Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty. Joan Ball, how are you?
I am doing just fine. I am a beautiful day and loving life.
I'm so happy to hear that. We want to make sure that everybody jumps onto the website, joanball.com, and of course gives you a call, 519-672-9880. First of all, as we always need to do, give us a lay of the land when it comes to the real estate market right now in London. When it comes to the seasons turning, what happens?
Well, we do pick up in September.
Okay.
We have been doing so. A lot more listings coming on the market, a lot more buyers getting out there and starting to really think about their transition or first-time buy. And also, we do a lot of planning, so a lot of pre-planning for sales that will occur in 2016 and getting those ready and finding out what people need to do to just make sure that their property's in top shape for putting it on the market.
All right, sounds good. As we think about just even that, putting houses on the market, what should we be doing in our house to make sure that we're getting things ready to be on the market? It's not just putting up a for sale sign, for crying out loud.
No, and one of the biggest things I'm doing right now is people who are thinking of moving between, say, December and May, I'm doing some outdoor staging. We're looking at getting some presentation on the exterior, getting those photos taken now so that if they're listing in February or March, we have a good, clear representation and a favorable representation of the exterior of the property. Some people are doing certain touch-ups on the outside, making sure that the painting that they're doing, anything that's needed on the exterior, is done before the cold weather so that it does maintain itself. And so we're doing a lot of that. And then obviously the interior, purging, getting, you know, sifting through the items. And if you haven't used them in the last 5 years, you probably won't. So what better time than to clear the clutter and maybe donate some items to a charity or to Goodwill Value Village or one of those sources.
Do you often find that people have so much clutter they don't know what to do with it, and you kind of need to sit down and say, you don't need this, or if you insist on keeping it, helping them find a solution for it?
Yeah, and I actually find people feel wonderful when they get rid of some of the stuff that they think, oh, it was just overwhelming, I should have gone through this years ago. I do have some individuals that help me in that process. Obviously, Gloria Bartlett from Fit to Sell is very equipped to be able to help people sift through that. And for people who are looking at just organizing spaces and really providing that purging, you know, really intense purging process, I use a gal by the name of Betsy Simmons, and she is a professional organizer, and she's very, very qualified to do that and very fast. I'm absolutely amazed at how quickly she can get through stuff.
Professional organizer. Not only that, but think about the stuff that she could teach you to put into your new house so it doesn't get so clutter-based.
Exactly. And in many cases, she has. She has come into clients' properties and helped them organize. You know, one of the things like furnace rooms and laundry rooms and that whole area where you just tend to throw stuff, really going through it and making sure it's accessible, it makes sense, and it's well laid out.
We're speaking with Joan Ball. Joan Ball is with Royal LePage Tryland Realty, and you can visit online at joanball.com. Her phone number, 519-672-9880. Lots of great tips are available on the website, joanball.com. Everything from buying to selling, just even into generally moving. Sometimes just the idea, I've heard this excuse, and I'm sure you've heard it more times than I have, just the excuse of, oh, moving, it would just be such a hassle. I just can't sell the house, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, I have. Many times it's overwhelming. You know, I have clients who recently moved, and when we started the process, I think both spouses were really overwhelmed about how many years of stuff they'd have to sift through. And, you know, it's really the same adage as how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, so to speak, you know. You just take it one bit at a time, you put it into manageable bite-sized pieces, and you recruit the professionals that might be able to help you at a very reasonable cost to make it easier, especially if it's an elderly client who really needs some assistance in that way, even for packing or any of those transitional resources.
Interesting question that's just been texted in. We always invite you to be a part of the program, 519-643-1290 or text 101290. Standard rates will apply. Bonnie and Ron have just sent in a text saying, if we were to submit an offer with the asking price on the offer, is the seller obligated to accept it?
Well, good question, and obviously the question would be, well, you're offering what they want. However, there's a lot of other details contained within the offer. You know, are there conditions? What is the conditional period? What's your closing date that you're requesting? What are the items from the property that you're also requesting? So it's not always so cut and dried. It has to be all the terms and conditions of the offer that would satisfy the seller. And if you're a solo offer, then certainly you might have a little bit more leeway there. If you're a competing offer, you may not have so much leeway.
So just because I put up my house for sale at a particular hour or a particular time, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm obligated to sell at any price or anything like that.
Well, it does mean that if a reasonable offer comes in, that you would certainly consider it, or you wouldn't be posting your property for sale. However, as I indicated, it's really the other terms and conditions, like price and what you're asking for in the house. All of those factors play into, you know, if the appliances were not included in the property and you're asking for all the appliances, then maybe list price won't do it. Maybe it has to go above list price because they weren't planning on leaving the appliances. And if you want it, you're going to pay for them.
Joan, we're going to take a quick break here, but on the other side, I've got another question that's just been texted in having to do with first-time home buyers. And I'm assuming that you're probably getting a lot of people asking you questions now that the interest rates are as low as they are. A lot of people looking to get into the game for the first time. We'll pose those questions to you next. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Joan Ball again with Royal LePage Triland Realty. You can visit her online at joanball.com. This is Ask the Experts. News Talk 1290, CJBK.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me.
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1242 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts, where Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty joins us. JoanBall.com is the phone number, is the website. The phone number is 519-672-9880. I've got a question coming your way via text about first-time buyers, but let's just paint the picture of the business, let's say in the last maybe 3 years since interest rates really started going lower and lower and lower. Has that created a flood of first-time buyers, or has it remained unchanged?
No, there's certainly, whenever interest rates are favorable, you're going to see first-time home buyers step up to the plate. But I've seen a lot of move-up clients, too, because now they can afford a step up, so they'll sell their present property and jump up because the cost of borrowing money is certainly quite reasonable. But I love dealing with first-time home buyers. Because I have kids that age, you know, that are in that category, there's a responsibility and a sense of really giving them the foundation of knowledge and information that they can make an educated decision. I've talked them out of more houses than I've talked them into, because sometimes they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. And I certainly have a healthy percentage of first-time home home buyers in my buying public for any given year.
What are the rules now for buying your first house? I think that with all of the low interest rates, it's got people thinking, oh, well, I can just buy a house. But there's also been changes over the last little while as well to people that are buying a house for the first time.
Well, and that's been in place for quite a while. Certainly, if someone has an RSP or they invest some money into an RSP for a minimum of 90 days, then they can withdraw it and use it towards their down payment. There is a tax benefit to do that, obviously, if it's your RSP. You can take up to 15 years to put it back in your RSP, and say, for example, 1 year you can't, you're stretched to the nines, then you just pay 1/15th of the tax on that. So, you know, there's some huge benefits that way. There's also land transfer tax rebates for first-time home buyers. So really, you should investigate all that as a first-time home buyer with your mortgage broker, and obviously tell your lawyer that you are a first-time home buyer so that you get the benefit of the tax rebate.
With Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. I do want to get to this text, which specifically asks about RSP, but there's another text that's come in saying, my wife wants to buy a new home. I really don't want to. Can you talk her out of it? I don't... Not sure you can... How good of a negotiator are you, Joan?
Here's the thing. I've had many, many couples, and I always tell them we need two yeses.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm a bit of a marriage counselor, you know, right. Because looking for homes and the transitioning and moving and everything can be very stressful. And I've had individuals sort of, you know, go at it and be at odds significantly throughout the process. So we really do need to have a meeting of the minds and make sure that it works for both people. And, you know, that's always when it's going to have some solid comfort and longevity for the couple.
Here is the question that I want to get to, and it's kind of an interesting one because it deals with kind of just what we talked about, all the variables that lend itself to being a first-time home buyer. What is the benefit for a first-time home buyer having an RSP, and how does it work for a first-time home purchase?
Well, I think I just alluded to it. You know, if you put that into, if you have an RSP, you can take out of your RSP your down payment, and you can apply it to the home, and then you are not penalized for removing it from the RSP, but you actually have the tax benefit of doing that, and you can take up to 15 years to pay it back. So, you know, it certainly is a benefit to a first-time home buyer. I have had some mortgage brokers that don't really understand it. I do have an information sheet on it. If anybody ever wants it, I can certainly email it out to them. Feel free to give me a shout.
Joan, we've got to take another break, but as we come back, there is another question that's just come in here, and just some minor things coming up in home inspections, and how do we weigh those all out? So we'll pose those to you as well as we continue our conversation with Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com, the website, 519-672-9880 is the phone number. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
All at the same time.
Turn us on.
Now give me the details.
First thing in the morning, news, traffic and weather,
and so much more.
First thing with Mike Stubbs and Lisa Brandt. Weekday mornings on News Talk 1290.
CJBK.
Sounds great, right?
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1248 at News Talk 1290 CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts as we speak with Joan Ball. Joan Ball is with Royal LePage Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880. JoanBall.com. When is the market for buying cottages, Joan? Is that in the summer as people are trying to get a cottage, or is it now and then people can get it ready for the summer? When do people buy cottages?
Actually, you know, when people are on their holidays, I do find that they do sort of inquire about cottages and that, you know, or they go to a cottage or they go on a trip and then they go, oh, honey, wouldn't it be nice? So that will certainly spur people on. The agents that I talk to up in the Muskoka area, certainly, and up on Lake Huron, do have a fair number of people looking this time of year as well. They're pretty busy this time a year, so just trying to get an idea and a feel for it. But most of the serious buyers start in the spring and in through the summer.
Joan, we've got a follow-up text with a little bit more information, and this is actually a plight that I'm curious how you handle this. The person who sounded like they were joking, say, my wife wants to buy a new home and I really don't want to. Can you talk her out of it? It's actually not a whole joke. I'm 46, my mortgage is paid off, and I don't see why we should saddle ourselves with another mortgage for 20 years. I think we should now use the extra money to live a lifestyle. She doesn't like our neighborhood anymore, and we are in a semi. Am I wrong?
Interesting. See, unless I sit down with the couple and really do a proper needs assessment, it may be a very valid move. However, it may be something that in many cases I have shed light. For example, I met about a year ago with a couple, and they were asking for exactly what they were living in. And I turned to them and I said, okay, just let me just ask you, why is it that you're wanting to move? Because what you want to move to is exactly what we're sitting in right now. And I found out some of the reasoning behind that, and we simply got some answers to some questions for them, and they still live in that house. So sometimes it's not that easy. It really is having someone who has some experience in this area just sit down and really peel back the onion and find out what the reasoning is from both sides and see if they can help them with the meeting of the minds.
Just be forewarned, anytime you peel back onions, there's going to be tears, right? There's going to be tears. We have to
I do want to, before we finish off the program, request that everybody who's listening scoot over to Baseline of Wellington for our fundraising barbecue to support a very dear friend of mine, Rick Millman, who is suffering from an illness right now. And this money is going to go to help him. He is a realtor. He's not able to work right now. And as you may know, if we don't work, we don't get paid.
Right.
And so we're doing a barbecue at the Royal LePage office at Baseline in Wellington. So please go and help support.
Okay, again, Baseline Wellington right at the Royal LePage right there is a fundraising barbecue, so please help out if you can. Barbecues, I mean, geez, anybody's getting a late light now. Even on your way back to the office, stop off for a second. You've earned another hamburger. That's the way that I see it. Yeah. This is a question that I'm sure you deal with an awful lot, but a text has come in here from Dave. There are a few minor things that came up during our home inspection of a property we have offered on. When do you go back to the seller to renegotiate if there was one big issue that surprised us?
Okay. So here's what you do is you really carefully review the property, and obviously a buyer may not be educated in what to look for or what that might mean. But if you see certain deficiencies and you're negotiating, in all fairness, having seen those deficiencies, because there's no such thing as a perfect house, then you're going to negotiate accordingly. If there's a surprise of some significance during the home inspection, as I said, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect house. So if it's a new faucet that's needed, you know, that's a minor thing. But anything over, say, $500 to $1,000, that's a surprise. You didn't know that the roof's on its last legs or the furnace has a cracked heat exchanger or whatever. Then you would probably have your agent go back and do some renegotiating just because that may not be something that's in the budget for you. So you may need to, you know, just replan this whole thing.
It's an interesting discussion, and you alluded to this as well, that sometimes you have to play mediator, but it's not just as simple as, why don't you just give in and get this? You really need to kind of paint a picture of the situation that they're both looking for, along with the situation of whether or not there is that ideal out there for a lot of couples that are in these different situations.
Yeah, actually, it's so true. I've been looking for almost a year for a couple in a specific area they had to be in. And actually, the moment they expanded that area, we found exactly what they wanted because it just wasn't realistic what they were looking for. But they realized that if they went over here, which was just as an acceptable an area, that they could certainly get what they wanted, and they did.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website, 519-672-9880. You had mentioned the word area, and I find this an interesting thing in London because it's probably a little bit more well-known in London. You have different areas. You're in Norton Estates. You're in Westmount. You're in Byron. You're in North London. You're in Old East. You're in Old West. There's all these things that are a little bit more advertised in London than they are in a lot of cities. Do you find that easier to work with? Or harder to work.
See, I disagree. I think every city has their little areas. Think about Scarborough. Think about the beaches. Think about the annex, you know, in Toronto. I mean, I think a lot of cities, if you're a citizen of that city, you will recognize those areas. And so, you know, I think that that's just normal, and I think every city has them.
And is it, does it work out in your favor for the most part?
In what way?
Well, just in that if people are looking for a specific area that they say, I really only want to be in this area, and you're able to...
If it's not too restrictive. You know, if they tell me that they want, you know, something unrealistic in a specific area, then I may have to burst their bubble and say, guess what, it's not going to happen maybe in this price range or whatever. Very much so. The more specific somebody can be, the easier it is.
All right, Joan, we've got to just wrap things up in just half a second, but I do have one more question to ask you from Brad. This is an interesting question. I've never thought about this one. Is there a cooling off period for an offer on a property if there are no conditions and it was accepted by all parties?
And in most cases, a contract would have a cooling off period. However, when you submit an offer, there's no conditions. It becomes a firm offer right away. It's accepted. All of that. The deposit check has been delivered. It's been, deposited. Then there is no cooling off period. There's no such thing as a cooling off period in real estate. Best of my knowledge, but I'm not a lawyer, so maybe we should ask the lawyers.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll hunt down some lawyers then coming up in the next little while. Joan, just before we wrap things up, remind us about the barbecue that's going on over at the Royal LePage Trial and Realty area.
The Royal LePage office at the corner of Bayside and Wellington, right beside the Bank of Montreal, is having a charity or a fundraising barbecue this afternoon to help a dear friend of us who's ill, Rick Millman. And for anyone who can zip over there, enjoy a little bite to eat and help him out.
All right. Sounds good. We'll send everybody over there. Joan Ball, as always, thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. You take care.
All right. You as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com is the website, 519-672-9880. Make sure you do jump onto that website if you have any questions regarding your house being sold. Lots of great tips, glossaries, mortgage information. Everything is up there, joanball.com. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.